Most folks are about as happy as they make up their minds to be. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we hear about some simple but great ways to feel happier every day. Enjoy.
Today, we're going to learn about 7 simple ways to feel happier every day. Now let's begin. Number 1, take your breath away. There are few things more awe-inspiring than the sunrise. Golden beams penetrating a screen of backlit clouds. Vibrant colors decorating an endless horizon. In a few short minutes, the entire world embraces light and life. Enjoying this breathtaking view can transform your day. Not only will the natural beauty leave you inspired, but you'll also find yourself more grateful for the gifts life has to offer. Witnessing a sunrise opens your eyes to the complexity of the natural world, which is as uplifting as it is humbling. Most importantly, the sunrise gives you hope. Every sunrise offers a blank page, a fresh start, an opportunity to accomplish something new. This freedom will relieve stress and flood your brain with feel-good chemicals, both of which boost your mood. Number 2, cleanse your environment. Over the years, you've probably collected all kinds of random stuff. That poster you don't remember why you bought. That shirt you keep because it's a gift, even though it doesn't fit. There's nothing really wrong with holding on to a few useless things, but they add up fast. Most people don't realize how much useless stuff they have in their rooms and offices. You accrue these things over an extended period of time, so you don't notice anything wrong until it starts affecting your mental state. We hold on to these trinkets because they mean something to us. That poster reminds you of the convention you went to with your friends. That shirt makes you think about Christmas with your family. You don't want to toss them because it feels like you're throwing away the memories too. But excess clutter is actually one of the most common mental and emotional stressors. Number 3. Blacklist social media. You've probably heard about the benefits of quitting social media to be more productive. You know it's a notorious time waster, but social media can also impact your mood. Whether you realize it or not, it forces you to make social comparisons. Now, a social comparison is when you judge your own worth based on someone else's life or accomplishments. Do you have as much money as they do? Is your house as big as theirs? Even if you aren't directly thinking about these questions, they're constantly affecting your self-esteem. The more comparisons you make, the harder it is to understand your own value. It may seem harmless to scroll through someone else's page or watch their story, but each time, you're subconsciously pitting your life against theirs. This is especially detrimental in the morning. You might wake up and immediately check your phone. Maybe you see what your friends did last night or check what your favorite celebrities are up to. Now, on the surface, it's an easy way to slowly wake up, but you should never start your day wishing you were someone else, even subconsciously. You're bound to feel less motivated because you're excited about a lifestyle that isn't yours. Number 4. Anticipate to motivate. Sometimes happiness has nothing to do with what you're doing. It might come from what you've planned. Anticipation is a powerful mood booster because it gives your daily activities additional meaning. Imagine you just made plans to go camping with a couple of friends. The trip isn't for a few weeks, yet you start feeling excited way in advance. It might even be easier to work and sleep each day because you're building up towards some sort of reward. Number 5. Size isn't everything. What if I said you could feel happier and get things done at the same time? Say you've got 8 different things on your to-do list for the day. 2 of them are big, intimidating projects. 2 are time-consuming but pretty easy. And the last 4 are simple 5-minute chores like cleaning your room or taking out the trash. Which ones should you do first? Most people would tell you to go with the 2 big-ticket items. They take more time and brain power, so why not get them done first thing in the morning? In an ideal world, this is the way to go. It's the most productive use of your time and gets the hard stuff out of the way early. In reality, things don't always go so smoothly. You may have a hard time motivating yourself, or maybe you can't stop being pessimistic. Whatever it is, you're feeling down and uninspired, so what should you do to pick yourself back up? To improve your mood and increase your confidence, start with the smallest items on your list. The point here isn't to maximize productivity, it's to improve your state of mind. Those small chores give you a much-needed sense of accomplishment. Number 6. Expand your mind. Undiscovered hobbies give many people a new lease on life.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.